Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Let him get near it.
Musk has been given access to the federal payment system, which includes personal information on hundreds of millions of Americans. The U.S. and Mexican presidents agree to put tariffs on each other's goods on hold for a month. Mexico agrees to send troops to the border to intercept more illegal drugs and migrants. While overseeing Super Bowl security in New Orleans, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We're going to do our very best to make sure that we're identifying homegrown terrorism as well. That's the one thing that overwhelmingly has happened in this country is we've seen a rise in events like this where the individual was actually an American citizen.
A roller coaster day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A car bombing in northern Syria has left at least 19 people dead and more than a dozen others injured. Blast taking place next to a vehicle carrying mostly female agricultural workers. The bombing near the Turkish border, Syria's deadliest since the fall of the Assad regime in December. First court hearing in actress Blake Lively's sexual harassment case against Hollywood director Justin Baldoni underway today in New York.
The legal battle between actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni heads to a New York court. Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds hope to get Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit dismissed. Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment while making the film It Ends With Us, which he denies. In his defense, Baldoni's legal team launching a website over the weekend, posting what they say are emails and text messages with Lively and Reynolds.
ABC's Dave Packer. New federal data suggests more than a million children may have been affected by long COVID in 2023. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy tonight, breezy and much colder with a low of 8. Winds will be northwest 15 to 20. Chilly tomorrow with increasing clouds, high 20. Winds northeast 10 to 15. And mostly cloudy and cool tomorrow night with a low of 13. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the east northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 31 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today is Monday, February 3rd. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin businesses are bracing for tariff impacts. James Vanderloo, head of global freight forwarder OEC Group Milwaukee, said businesses importing from Canada, Mexico, and China are unlikely to take on the costs that come with tariffs. Vanderloo said President Trump's new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% tariff on China will be hard for businesses to be able to justify absorbing all that cost. So typically, they'll pass it on to the consumer. He said that especially applies to small businesses and manufacturers, which are a major part of Wisconsin's economy. A recent Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce survey found 56% of respondents opposing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and half predicting those would have a negative impact on their businesses. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler won't be leading the national party. Despite Wickler's endorsements from several governors, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democratic National Committee delegates meeting outside Washington, D.C. on Saturday, chose Minnesota's Ken Martin as the party's next chair. Martin won 246.5 of the 428 votes. Wickler came in second with 134.5 votes. The 51-year-old Martin was serving as DNC vice chair and is also chair of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. One person is dead and several others injured after a very short police chase through Columbia County. Deputies say the chase started on Saturday afternoon when officers attempted to stop a vehicle on I-90-94. The driver, a 22-year-old man from Sparta, took off at over 100 miles per hour, but quickly lost control of the vehicle and crashed on the ramp to Highway 33. One passenger from the vehicle was ejected and died at the scene. Two other passengers suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver is hospitalized but will face felony charges when he is released. Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services say flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID-19 shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also follow the recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick. Governor Evers, together with Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance Commissioner Nathan Houdick, announced Friday that, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 313,579 Wisconsinites signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act during the 2025 open enrollment period, marking a nearly 18% increase from the previous period and the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpassed last year's record-breaking enrollment by more than 47,250 enrollees, underscoring that continued importance of affordable health care coverage options through the ACA. This announcement comes as last week, Governor Evers, as part of his 2025 State of the State address, also announced new efforts in his upcoming 2025 through 27 executive budget to ensure Wisconsinites have access to affordable quality health care, including increasing access to necessary prescription medicine and improving consumer protections. Key deadlines are rapidly approaching for eligible Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before the February 18th spring primary, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Starting tomorrow, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting IPAV process involves a voter booth requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests an absentee ballot in their municipal clerk's office or another designated location, they will complete their ballot immediately, seal the ballot in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instructions say 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. A couple Wisconsin Republicans are reintroducing a bill to allow teachers to conceal carry firearms on school property. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people people in the building who can defend themselves. Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Could Wisconsin pass a law on a law to ban cell phones in schools? Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue.
Two of the country's most famous groundhogs are in disagreement over the rest of the season. Punxsutawney Phil predicted yesterday 6 more weeks of winter, but our own Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie says an early spring is coming. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that Jimmy is actually the 6th most accurate groundhog in the country. He's right about 60% of the time. Staten Island Chuck in New York is the top rodent forecaster in the country with an 85% accuracy rate. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops concert tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The concert and symphonic band will perform a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles. This concert will feature music from the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Bon Jovi, Adele, Star Wars, Broadway, and Disney. Admission is $5 per person or free for senior citizens and students with an ID. AARP Wisconsin has announced they are now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. According to a press release, the program provides grant funding for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. With the tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping that all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. With the changing weather and the major temperature fluctuations, remember that no ice is safe ice. Watch out for weak points like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. If you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone. And today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Boosters Club calendar raffle is Greg Shep on ticket number 919. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 11. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A Celebration of Life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A pretty cloudy, dreary, darker, and damp day today. We got to soak up some mild high temperatures as they scraped the mid-30s. Now it's becoming breezy. Winds are cranking out of the north, gusting around 20 miles per hour. And as some clouds start to clear, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, we're going to crash much colder, bottoming out into the single digits and winds whipping. We're going to have to slap a wind chill on top of that, so when we wake up early tomorrow morning, it'll really be feeling sub-zero. We stay crisp and chilly tomorrow, too. Highs tap 20 degrees with clouds increasing. So yes, we'll have some sunshine to start the day, but it ends dark again. And cool, falling to the teens. We get a little warmer on Wednesday under overcast and cloudy skies. Highs will tap the freezing mark. All ahead of snow pushing in that could flip to a wintry mix overnight. Waking up to spotty sprinkles or light snow early on Thursday morning, it could be slick and slippery. But a mainly dry day, mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs flirting with the freezing mark. We close out the week on Friday dry and cooler, with highs in the upper 20s, and for Saturday, another system. This one will, of course, bring the overcast skies with a few inches of snow possible throughout the entire day. High temperatures will stay below freezing in the upper 20s, so it should be a lighter and fluffier type. And it winds down and kicks on out of here for Sunday. It'll actually be partly sunny and crisp with highs in the mid-20s. So it's about time to find those cross-country skis, snowshoes, sleds, any sort of winter activity type, because it does look like Sunday could be a fun day outside. Otherwise, as we look ahead for next week, there are a few snowstorm systems, but currently, right now, they're trending south to hit most of Illinois. So all in all, to recap what's happening is the colder air is spilling in right now, tonight, taking over tomorrow night, and we start to warm up a little bit on Wednesday as another system approaches. Then we dry things out, sit in the 20s, and then the snow strikes on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and our temperature is 30 degrees, which was also our morning low, and our high today was 33. Yesterday's high was 42, and we received a trace of light rain. Record high set back in 1992 is 49 degrees, with a record low of 40 below that was set back in 1951. Last year's high was 46, with a low of 29. Sunset took place tonight at 5:16, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:14. Winds are out of the northwest at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 30 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Here is Phil Nee with a look at local sports for tonight.
Boys basketball games in the area tonight. Cuba City is at Platteville. Iowa Grant at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are hosting Senior Night. Lafarge at Hillsboro. Mauston at Royal. Schulzburg at Cassville. Southwestern at Potosi. Wisconsin Dells visits Lodi. Lancaster at Mineral Point. Cuba City at Platteville. Wisconsin Heights at Belleville. Boscobel at River Ridge. In girls basketball, Riverdale at Highland. Boscobel at River Ridge. Cuba City is at Platteville. And Barneveld at River Valley. Well, the game a little bit later on tonight on WRCO, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. Joe Woodhouse, head coach of River Valley, was asked recently about the possibility of bringing the shot clock into girls basketball in the state of Wisconsin.
I like the concept of, you know, teams that you get up 6-8 points and stuff like that, and I feel like some teams will just pull it out and really stop playing basketball and stuff like that, and that's, you know, frustrating to watch, especially at the state tournament and the playoffs and things like that. I know you're playing to the win and stuff like that, but I feel like it just slows down the game and stalls it out and things like that, where you want to keep playing basketball. And I think it'd definitely be a learning curve for a lot of teams in Wisconsin, but I think a lot of the neighboring states, I know Iowa's got it, I think Minnesota's getting it and things like that. So I think it's kind of an inevitable thing, too, that we're going to end up having it. And I think it just makes a little faster-paced game, and you can't just have those pull-out possessions. It makes the offense work to attack and get a good look. And then also, you know, defensively, getting teams to play defense too and not just pack it in a 2-3 zone. And hopefully we can clean up the game and make it a better game for the girls to develop their skills and also the fans to watch and things like that.
That's River Valley girls basketball coach Joe Woodhouse. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Our fourth quarter collapse cost the Bucks a 132-119 loss last night. The Memphis Grizzlies outscored Milwaukee 39-20 in that period. Giannis Antetokounmpo led an unusually balanced scoring attack with 30 points, while six Bucks finished in double figures. Milwaukee's record falls to 26-21. The team travels to Oklahoma City for a tough battle on the road scheduled for tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, and Chris Middleton won't be available for tonight's game against Oklahoma City because the Bucks' second game in 2 days. The Bucks are beginning a three-game trip on one night after losing 132-119 at home to Memphis. Antetokounmpo is dealing with right patella tendinopathy. Lillard has a sore left groin, and the Bucks are monitoring Middleton's workload as he comes back from off-season surgery to each of his ankles. Antetokounmpo, Lillard and Middleton played Sunday against the Grizzlies. The list of the NBA players who might get traded before the 3 p.m. Eastern deadline on Thursday is a long one. According to Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo, it includes basically everybody. After this weekend, he might be right. Luka Doncic is now with the Los Angeles Lakers, and Anthony Davis is now with the Dallas Mavericks. It's the first time that the two reigning All-NBA players were traded for one another in a season. That move overshadowed another one that sent De'Aaron Fox from Sacramento to San Antonio, where he will play with Victor Wembanyama. In a move that could hit both the linebacking core and the running backs room, the Packers need to replace assistant coach Anthony Campanile. He's taken a job as defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanile has been given a lot of credit for the development of rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, and the Green Bay rushing attack was one of the most effective in the NFL during the 2024 season. This will be Campanile's first defensive coordinator position at the professional level. And umpire Pat Hoberg was fired by Major League Baseball for sharing his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball games and for intentionally deleting electronic messages pertinent to the league's investigation. MLB opened the investigation last February when it was brought to its attention by the sports book, and Hoberg did not umpire last season. While MLB says the investigation did not uncover evidence, Hoberg personally bet on baseball or manipulated games. MLB Senior Vice President of On-Field Operations Michael Hill recommended on May 24th that Hoberg be fired. Commissioner Ron Manfred said today he upheld Hill's decision. Among the highest-rated umpires at judging the strike zone, Hoberg can apply for reinstatement earlier than the 2026 spring training. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn are higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed higher in commercial and technical buying. The new U.S. tariffs on Mexico have been paused for a month. No announced changes yet to plans for Canada or China. Most forecasts do have a drier pattern for wet parts of Brazil and rain chances for some areas in Argentina. March beans were up 16 and a quarter at 10.58 and a quarter. May was 15 and a quarter higher at 10.72 and three quarters. March bean meal is up $2.60 at 303.70, and March bean oil was 40 points higher at 46.51. Corn was higher. That pause in tariffs against Mexico is a positive, and Canada's trade retaliation does not include U.S. corn or ethanol. Corn's also monitoring those conditions in South America. March corn was up 6 3/4 at 488 and 3 quarters. May was 6 3/4 higher at 499 and 3 quarters. Wheat was higher on fund and technical buying as the trade continues to keep an eye on development weather in the United States, Europe, the Black Sea region, and India. The tariffs against Canada could improve domestic demand for spring wheat. March Chicago was 7 1/4 higher at 566 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City wheat was up 6.5 at 585 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat was a penny higher at 616.5. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico and overbought signals. Brent Barnett has more on cash livestock in a moment. April live was down $2.15 at $200.15, and June was $2.22 lower at $194.47. March feeder cattle were $5.22 lower at $270.50, and April was down $5.30 at $269.82. And hogs were pressured by technical weakness. April lean was limit down at $86.35, May was $3.80 lower at $90.72. Brent Barnett has that full look at cash livestock after this.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Cattle country was quiet Monday afternoon with no bids on the table. Asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. The bulk of last week's deals took place mainly on Thursday in the South, with live business marked at mostly $208, $6 to $7 higher from the previous week. Northern dress trade took place Thursday and Friday and had a range of $325 to $332, steady on the week. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with choice up $431 at $331.99 and select up $277 at $319.84. The choice select spread was $12.15. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs closed higher on Monday. Pork values were lower at the close, down 94 cents at 93.81. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up more than 2,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute says he's urging the Trump administration to exempt Canadian fertilizer products from any tariff orders. Corey Rosenbusch tells Brownfield,
it is important not only for potash, but even nitrogen that's manufactured to come down and other products such as sulfur not be have a tariff applied to it.
More news is next.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Imports of live cattle from Mexico are set to slowly resume this week. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says this is good news.
The protein supply chain is tight at the moment, so every pound or every billion pounds of beef matters.
The Senior Vice President of Agricultural and Rural Banking Policy with the American Bankers Association says the industry has several goals for the next farm bill. Ed Elfman tells Brownfield.
So here's our farm bill priorities: increasing the guaranteed loan limits, modifying the beginning farmer and rancher programs, fixing something called the down payment assistance program. Interest assistance is a program that used to exist. Rural development funding is lacking.
The USDA says 218 million bushels of soybeans were crushed during December 2024. That monthly record was up 8 million from November and 14 million above December 2023. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hello, this is Chase Hester with Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a sunny day sale with a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Household, nice tools, guitars, hunting gear, ammo, and much more. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft closed. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 or for more info or go to www.tipsackauctionrealty.com. And this is Chase Hestitude. Have a great day.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
More weed control tools. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Drake Robards, U.S. portfolio marketing leader for soybean herbicides, says Corteva is bringing three new soybean herbicides to the market in 2025. He tells Brownfield, Enversa is a post-emerge, Kyber Pro is a premium pre-emerge, and Sonic Boom is a premix pre-emergence herbicide. More after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Corteva Agriscience, U.S. portfolio marketing leader for soybean herbicides, Drake Robards, says there will be three new additions in 2025.
The first one is Inversa, which is encapsulated acetylcor, and that is a post-emerge herbicide, largely for soybeans, but secondary crops such as sugar beets, sorghum, cotton, and corn. That is, it's a proprietary formulation, and this year was a limited launch year with a full-blown launch year for crop year 26. So that's the first one, so that's the post-emerge. And then we have Kyber Pro, which is a premium pre-emerge mixture for soybeans that will be targeting the premium acre, or actually, you know, we're an equal opportunity acre, but the targeted audience there is the premium soybean acre across the Corn Belt. So again, premix there. And the third one is Sonic Boom, which is also a liquid premix for pre-emerge. And that is also primarily targeting the soybean acre. That is more of a mid-tier price point product. So those three are huge additions to the portfolio. Going into this year, we did have some gaps in the portfolio, especially in the premix pre-liquid space. So we definitely filled those gaps and extremely excited about all three.
He tells Brownfield, Inversa is positioned as a preferred tank mix partner of choice with Enlist One.
So if you think about weed control on the soybean acre, we'll just focus on the soybean acre here. You start out the year with a strong pre-emerge like Kyber Pro or Sonic Boom. And then you get in season and you would follow up with Inversa tank mix with Enlist One. You're going to get a lot of residual activity there from the pre, if it's Kyber Pro or Sonic Boom. So you're going to have, you know, control of weeds from before the crop goes in the ground through well into season, you know, when we suggest that Enlist One and Inversa tank mix together are applied. So kind of from that start to finish, if you will.
To learn more, visit soybeanherbicides.corteva.us. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way it never goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little devil on the side of your spine when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. No, girl, that I can lie.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. When you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
Never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't.
change, yeah. Come on.
My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa, and I need you to stay just the way God made you.
With Blanco Brown, Just the Way on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing some music up until 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you girls' high school basketball action, and that'll feature Barneveld at River Valley. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Hope your Monday is a good one. Hope you had a great weekend, and, you know, we had some pretty decent weather. I don't know, the weather sounds like it's going to be a little cooler coming up. It sounds like tonight, 8 for our temperature, and then tomorrow only a high of 20, and then Wednesday we get back up to 32, but talking about some snow coming in on Saturday. I had talked about Phil about that last week. Hopefully I didn't put a jinx on it. I said to him, I said, always seems like we get snow or weather when it gets to either wrestling tournaments or state wrestling time. So, but it looks like, yeah, sounds like, but that's a little ways off. Things could change. I've seen weather predicted way ahead for the weekend saying, oh, we're going to get 2 or 3 inches of snow. And then by the time the weekend gets here, and maybe just a dusting, if not that. But we'll wait and see. I don't know if we're going to be as fortunate this time around. But anyways, I hope your Monday night is a good one. And just wanted to let you know that going on this evening, the Richland Center High School Band is presenting its annual Pops Concert tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The Concert and Symphonic Band will perform a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles. This concert will feature music from the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Bon Jovi, Adele, Star Wars, Broadway, and Disney. Admission is $5 per person or free for senior citizens and students with an ID. And tomorrow there is a Red Cross blood drive that will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits,
Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fireflies in a jar.
girl that I want to get to know a little better. Tonight I'm gonna take her to the picture show. Gonna park in the darkest spot I know. I got a question that I never asked anybody else before. Hey, would you help me make it to my rocking chair? All so long, and I can't see me in tomorrow without you beside me. Help me make it to my rocking chair.
Wider than it ever seemed before. Even though we crossed 100 times or more, we were scared, so we dared each other. You first, and I'll be right behind you. You first, I'll meet you on the other side. Nature of a hero requires a leap of faith. Find out what you're made of when it's your time to say you first. The chopper drops the ladder in the middle of the war. Sergeant says there's only room just one more. Two wounded brothers, one says to the other, you first, and I'll be right behind you. You first, I'll meet you on the other side. The nature of a hero requires a leap of faith. Find out what you're made of when it's your time to say you first. Now I'm standing over you. All these years that we've been through, I wish it could be me. I never thought that it might be you first. I'll be right behind you, you first.
find out what you're made of when it's your time to sing.